Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you for the ride here on a getaway Friday, last Friday before Thanksgiving, November the 19th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Angie Evers. And boy, that first hour flew right by.
Yes, it did.
So, again, the topics were, is the Lady Justice on top of the courthouse the original Lady Justice, or what do you make of the $1,000 reward, I guess?
But maybe
for the Ladyboy's dog collar.
Maybe if people know, like, more people will find out that there's a reward for the dog collar, maybe more people will add to the reward, and then maybe we'll get it back.
Well, it's only been a few hours since this whole thing came to be. I mean, I wouldn't have expected it to show up today.
No.
So, there you go. But if somebody knows anything about the dog collar or knows somebody who knows something about it, hey, $1,000 is on the table now. You might want to think about giving it back. And again, you'd be giving it to me, and I probably have no idea who you are. So if you dropped it off in a package, there you go. All right, 740-383-9944. Now, I did say I was going to give away some tickets to the Columbus Zoo last hour, but we didn't do that because we only got two correct answers because we had so many call-ins on the other subject. So I'm going to try this hour to give away two sets of passes to the Columbus Zoo. Now, we've got two people in so far, Judy Smith and Phyllis. Now, the Family Feud question in front of us this hour. Things at my Thanksgiving. Number one, turkey. Number two, cranberry sauce. Go ahead, caller.
Back to Hog the Show once again, folks.
Okay.
That dog collar, Scott, is worth a lot more than $1,000. I mean, I'd rather keep the dog collar. I mean, that's President Harding's dog's collar. I heard Sean talking. I played a rewound show. Is that correct? It's President Harding's dog's actual collar that the dog wore?
It is, but how are you going to sell that?
Well, I guess they would kind of know, right? But you would think a collar belonging to a presidential dog is very valuable. I mean, even a recent dog, like Nixon's dog Checkers, right? Or
yeah, but my question,
you would think that would be pretty valuable.
But we know that it's been stolen.
Right, that's the thing, is it would have to be sold somewhere that's not familiar with the story, so I would think the person would sell it, maybe someone in California or whatever, who wouldn't know about it, or just keep it for sentimental value. It's tricky, yeah, because you would certainly know, and but that collar is very valuable.
Yeah, but
do we know the mechanism behind how it was stolen?
They broke the window, climbed up with a ladder and broke the window.
There's no security camera, right?
No, I guess there wasn't.
And do we have fingerprints or anything, any kind of forensics?
It was 9 years ago.
Okay, well, did they have fingerprints?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, yeah, just you would think there should be some security, right? I mean, nowadays, even just a little bit of DNA, you can kind of find the person. So, well, I hope they find it. I mean, that's an important part of history. I just think that collar is worth a lot of money. And let's hope the person's conscience will cause him or her to come clean.
I don't think it's worth anything. Because, to be honest with you, how are you ever going to sell it? You would have to tell somebody it was President Harding's dog's dog.
Yeah.
So it's meaningless to anyone at this point.
That's the tricky part, isn't it? I mean, how about, you know, whoever may have possession of the original Lady Justice, because I'm pretty sure the one up there now is not the one that was there previously.
Well, I'm not saying that.
How would you go about selling that? You know, that's another thing that's so embedded in our history. Who knows?
Well, you could get $1,000 now out of this, because there's been an $1,000 reward as of this morning.
Well, let's hope that it's taken care of. But yeah, this is something where it's so high profile that how would you possibly sell it? You would just kind of keep it and think that you beat the system, but that's not a very nice thing to do.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Whatever happens, I mean, let's hope that we reclaim it. But now that I know the story, I'd not heard of it before. There's so many interesting tidbits and the goings on in Marion. I tell you, it's almost like a full-time job trying to follow them. But it's great fodder. It's great fodder for talk show hosts. I was talking about that on the show yesterday. There's always something to talk about.
That's right. Hey, thank you.
Okay. See you later.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. When it comes down to the dog collar, I believe it was a prank. You can't steal it for money. What in the world are you going to do with that thing for money?
So, do you know what kind of dog Lottie Boy was?
No.
You don't?
No, I really never cared for the...
He was an Airedale Terrier.
Well, that's nice. Go ahead, caller.
How about Pumpkin Pie?
Pumpkin Pie. Pumpkin Pie is number 8 on the list.
And I do agree with Angie that...
She about died a few seconds ago. Did you hear all that coughing?
Yeah,
that was her. She's about dead over in the corner.
She needs to quit smoking cigarettes.
You'd mute that.
Yeah, something like that.
Marion Starr needs to get in on it, too. I mean, you know how long you guys have was in... You know, in on the air and stuff before Angie told me, I didn't. When WMRN quit broadcasting locally, and I was talking to Angie one time when talking to her about it, that's when she was telling me about you guys and your swap shop and stuff like that. And then, you know, I started listening to it, and I said, well, this fruitcake here, I think I'll listen to him a little bit.
Well, isn't this better than that was over there anyway? I mean, I was there for 5 years, and this is far better than that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm just kidding you. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know about the station, you know?
No, but you know, the same thing was at WMRN. I mean, you always have that problem that not everybody's going to listen to you. Not everybody's... But, you know, then you have people who you think never listen who do. You know, the other day when Greg Sens called in, you know, I hadn't talked to Greg, and I don't know how long, and here he was listening. Just called in to answer a trivia question.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. So you never know. I mean, we obviously have a very high call volume and a very high group of regulars, which WMRN... had the same thing. If you ever listened to Tradio, it was the same people calling in every day.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
They're on Facebook. That's probably the most thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel comfortable with what... I don't know any other station that gets as many calls as we get. And at WMRN, they didn't get this kind of call-up volume. I mean, for Tradio, maybe, but it was the same people every day. So, there you go.
Yeah, Tradio was a lot of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's good. So who did you put? We putting Judy Smith in here?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie is an absolute must. I love the pumpkin pie. I like to warm it up and then put some Cool Whip on top of it.
Oh, okay. So I just made pumpkin pie last week, and sorry I didn't give you any. I ate it all.
Zippo.
Me and Natalie ate it all. I think I took a piece
didn't
to my
even
mom.
Decide to set a piece aside for me.
No, I didn't. Sorry, and I know I usually give you something of... anything I make, but not this pumpkin pie. But I did buy more pumpkin pie to make.
Well, this week comes the, what is it? Turkey stuffed pizza, terpizza? Go ahead, caller.
How about your orange kerfuffle?
Oh, my orange kerfuffle? You know, I don't make that for Thanksgiving, but I probably should.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's very good.
All right.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, my orange kerfluffle is not on the table, but I should make that. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
It's very good. Cottage cheese, whipped cream, orange jello. Delicious. It's good for the diabetics.
Yeah.
That's for sure. 740-383-9944. What is on my Thanksgiving table? We've got turkey, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. Still 7 more to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs, you know, not on the list, but I think they are going to be there this year from what I'm being told.
I can't believe it. You say you like them so well.
Oh, I do like the deviled eggs, and I know. Jeannie brought deviled eggs last year, didn't she?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, and I forgot to ask Mom if she would make them again.
Well, she's listening. Jeannie, you got the deviled eggs this year. There we go. Thank you, Phyllis.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that didn't make the list.
Shame, shame. All the things that I'm bringing, you forgot off your list.
No, I think there's some of your things here on the list. All right, we'll go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
How about the old rolls and biscuits?
I don't do biscuits, but I do brown serve rolls. Number 3 on the list. All right, got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Judy Smith in again. Brown serve rolls, absolutely. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items left here. What might they be? Go ahead, caller.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, absolutely on the list. Number 7. Now, we don't have just sweet potatoes, though. Angie makes something. What do you make, Angie?
Oh, well, I don't exactly make it.
You buy it.
Yes, but it's a sweet potato souffle.
Souffle.
I make sweet potato casserole, and it's out of this world.
Oh, I bet it is good.
Sounds good. I like sweet potatoes. Apparently, we have a souffle.
It's good. It's got a crumb topping on of pecans.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very nice.
It's easy. Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Phyllis gets in with sweet potatoes.
Yes, this sweet potato souffle comes from Aldi. Aldi Special.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually very, very good.
All right, things on my Thanksgiving table. We've got turkey, cranberry sauce, rolls, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, and there are still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers left. Things on my Thanksgiving table. What would they be? They're all food. All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
How about stuffing?
Stuffing, absolutely. We have got it. Now, do you know what kind of stuffing?
Probably oyster.
Not oyster, no. You know, I like the cornbread stuffing.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
No, we don't do the oyster stuffing. I usually do the cornbread, and then people get angry, and I have to go get... What's the other one that people have? There's cornbread stuff. Chicken. Yeah. My mom does not like the cornbread stuffing.
I don't eat stuffing.
I think it's okay. It's not something I would eat a whole lot of, but it's I like it better than potatoes.
Oh, no.
I don't care for potatoes, really.
I'm making mashed potatoes.
740-383-9944. Things at my Thanksgiving table. Turkey, cranberry sauce, rolls, stuffing, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie. There are still 4 items left. What are they? 2 tickets to the Columbus Zoo at the end of this hour. We'll draw 4 Zoo Lights on the way. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what those 4 remaining items are that will be on my Thanksgiving table? All right, maybe this person does. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about corn casserole?
No corn casserole. And you know, I like corn. Corn is one of my favorite whole kernel. I don't like cream corn, but I like whole kernel corn.
Well, my granddaughter makes wonderful corn casserole. I made it, and it flopped.
No.
Aww.
Now, what do you think happened?
I don't know. It just didn't taste like hers.
Just one of those things, huh?
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
All right. What is on my Thanksgiving table? We've got turkey, cranberry sauce, brown serve rolls, stuffing, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie. 4 items left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a green bean casserole?
Green bean casserole. No.
No.
I know. Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye. You know, green bean casserole. What is with this green...
I like green bean casserole.
I don't like it. You know, casseroles to me just ain't the thing. Go ahead, caller.
How about wine?
Wine? You know, I don't have any wine on my table, but, you know, after this Lady Justice conversation, I might have to put some on the table this year.
Yeah, I get a little whiskey or something.
Yeah, something. Make everybody a little calm this year. Thank you.
Yep.
No wine. No. Nobody has brought up the beverage, though. There is a beverage here on the list. They're, You know, this will probably be a dead giveaway, but, you know, they said pumpkin pie, but at my house, there's something that always goes with pumpkin pie. I think I even said it a few minutes ago. Go ahead, caller.
How about apple salad or water salad?
No apple salad, but that sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. No apple salad. Boy, all this sounds really good. Maybe I'd have beef up the table on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Top 10 things on my Thanksgiving table. We've got turkey, cranberry sauce, brown serve rolls, stuffing, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, and there are still four items left to go. Now, one is a beverage. There is a beverage on the list. And, let's see. Well, the thing that goes with pumpkin pie, I think people would get that. Maybe. If you're really sharp out there. What goes with pumpkin pie? 740-383-9944. Wonder how pumpkin pie got so associated with the Thanksgiving. Go ahead, caller.
How about macaroni and cheese?
No mac and cheese, no. You know,
I don't like your dinners.
I know. It's a very sad Thanksgiving, isn't it? Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I got a very weak Thanksgiving going on. It makes people leave quicker. There's not a whole lot going on there on my Thanksgiving table. Get them out. Move them on, get them out. Oh, great, I just dropped everything on the floor. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, you got to have some Cool Whip for that pumpkin pie.
Absolutely. Cool Whip.
You better believe it.
Do you warm that pumpkin pie up like I do?
No.
Oh, you don't warm it up? Oh, warm it up. It's the best thing in the world.
Warm pumpkin pie.
Oh, well. Eat at room temperature with Cool Whip.
There you go. Thank you.
Yep.
No, you just slip it in the microwave for about 30 seconds, warms it up a little bit, then you dab that pumpkin pie on there. Ooh, call me on New Year's.
Now, warm apple pie is good. I like cold.
No, not with whipped cream. You gotta warm that thing up. Go ahead, caller.
How about a little eggnog?
No eggnog. We save that for Christmas.
Oh.
All right, thank you. No eggnog at my Thanksgiving buffet. Buffet. Turkey, cranberry sauce, brown serve rolls, stuffing, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, whipped cream. Three items still left on the list. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
Apple cider.
No apple cider, although that's very good. Apple cider is always a good drink. No apple cider at my Thanksgiving. Now, everybody listening who comes to my Thanksgiving can bring this stuff if they like. Just no green bean casserole. What in the... What is in that?
Green beans.
Well, I understand that. Why not just green beans? Go ahead. All right. Well, call back. 740-383-9944. Why can't we just have green beans?
Can you put the French onions, the crunchy things on top?
Go ahead, caller.
How about gravy?
No gravy. Oh, Lord, I hate gravy.
You don't have gravy on your stuffing?
No, it's dry. Dry cornbread stuffing.
Larry doesn't even like stuffing, so...
Really?
No.
You know, it's not something I have any other time of the year, but on Thanksgiving, I do like it as a side. I think it's okay.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Now, what do you put in yours?
Well, since he doesn't eat it, I buy stovetop, which I don't really like, but it serves the purpose, because I'm not going to make stuffing just for me. Excuse me.
You know, people, didn't they used to make stuffing out of the stuff that's inside of the turkey?
Ooh, no.
What do they do with that? Like the turkey neck and all that?
Oh, no, not me.
Oh, no, I thought people did. Oh, well, I don't know. Was that gravy they made out of that?
That was in the old days.
Oh, yeah. What are you? You know, I never know what to do with that stuff when I pull it out of the turkey.
I put it in the garbage disposal.
Right.
Oh, you know, I put it in an empty cottage cheese container, and then I sit it in the refrigerator and forget about it. And somewhere about New Year's, wow.
We're having ham because Larry doesn't like turkey or chicken, so.
Oh, see, I'm a turkey person.
I am, too.
I love the turkey.
He's different.
Well, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Thanksgiving. My word. Yeah, what is that? You get the turkey neck and the... What is that bag?
The
giblets?
Yeah.
Giblets? What a thing. All right, things on my Thanksgiving table. Turkey, cranberry sauce, brown serve rolls, stuffing, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, whipped cream. Still three items left that nobody has guessed that are on my Thanksgiving table. 740-383-9944, 36 minutes past the hour here. And we'll be giving away two tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Zoo lights are going on down in Columbus. Does anybody know what those three remaining items are? Good stuff. Yeah. Delicious. Go ahead, caller.
How about a relish plate?
No relish plate. And I like the relish plates, too. Nothing I like better than cauliflower and veggie dip.
Yes.
Very good.
Homemade veggie dip. It's the best.
Thank you.
I'll make some sometime and bring it to you.
Oh, that would be good. I love the veggie dip. Sometimes I use the veggie dip with the chips.
I know. Good,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's very good.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Yeah, better than that. What is it you use with chips? French onion dip? I like the veggie dip with the chips.
I don't eat dip with chips.
I always ask my mom to make this dip that she used to make. For it, you could put potato chips with it, but it's... was, I think, essentially made for tortilla chips. But I think she's forgotten how to make it. Because every time I ask her to make it, she doesn't make it. So I think she's forgotten.
So is she going to make it?
You know, I sent her word to make it. I don't think she will, though. I think she's forgotten.
Well, I don't even know what it is.
You'd have to ask her. She knows what I'm talking about when I tell her the chip dip. But I haven't seen it in years. Years! 740-383-9944. Things on my Thanksgiving table. Still three items left. We don't have the beverage. And I'll tell you this. One item left is a dessert. There's still a dessert item left here. A beverage. And then there's something. Now, we don't have mashed potatoes. But there is another kind of potato that does show up on my table. Now, I don't really like it. But my mom makes this, and other people seem to like it. I don't think I've ever tasted it, to be honest with you.
Didn't I make it last year because your mom wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. My mom decided not to come last year.
Well.
Well, you know, I didn't invite her. 740-383-9944. What are these three remaining items on the Thanksgiving table?
You're really not that cruel.
Would that be cruel not to invite your mother to Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I don't even know that she wants to come. She can't remember the chip recipe, the chip dip recipe. You know, what's good there? Go ahead, caller.
How about au gratin potatoes?
Not au gratin. No.
Close.
Not au gratin. But we've got a potato item here. We've got a beverage. And we've got another dessert. Those are the three items left here on my Thanksgiving table. We've got Judy S., Phyllis, and Pat in the competition here. 740-383-9944, 38 minutes past the hour. Ka-ching! Thanksgiving coming up.
So, I would do Thanksgiving a little bit different than you.
Different than I?
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
How about scallop potatoes?
Not scallop potatoes, but that's a good one. Now, how would you do Thanksgiving different than me?
Well, I mean, I would have different foods, and I'd probably, I don't know, I would just probably do it a little different.
Well, you can take it over.
Oh, okay.
I'll just take a nap.
You're going to take a nap. How about,
I'll take a nap.
I would cook, and then you can wash all the dishes. How about that?
Last year's turkey incident, you know, I just don't want to repeat that.
Well, you thought out the turkey too early.
You know what? I think people would have been fine.
Oh, no.
Oh, they would have
been
fine.
I did not want to have the vomiting and diarrhea.
I shouldn't have told anybody. That's what I should. I just shouldn't have told anybody and cooked it up.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
no.
What I should have done. Go ahead, caller.
I'm about baked potato.
No baked potatoes. No. The potato item is not a baked potato.
So guess if Scott cooks a turkey, who's going to be afraid to eat it?
No, I mean, I went and bought another one the night before Thanksgiving last year.
Yeah, we got it thawed out and everything.
It was fine, and everything turned out okay. But, you know, I still don't think that's my fault. I think the earlier you thaw out a turkey, the better.
Oh, yeah, and then it'll breed all the salmonella and all that good stuff.
40 minutes past the hour, things on my Thanksgiving table. Turkey, cranberry sauce, brown serve roll, stuffing, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, whipped cream. Three items left. One's a potato item, one's a beverage, and one's a dessert. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheesy potatoes?
That's it. Cheesy potatoes. You got it. My mom likes to make those, and Sean likes to eat those.
But the only thing left has been french fries, and I don't think you're...
No, no french fries at Thanksgiving. You got it, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, cheesy potatoes is the potato dish.
I thought you ate some of my cheesy potatoes last year.
I think I did. Yeah, I think I did. I don't think I've ever eaten my mother's.
Huh.
She makes them, and I, you know, I...
But did you like them, or did you... Or
no, I liked them. I liked them. It's just so much on Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's hard to do it all. Go ahead, caller.
Well, knowing the way you think, the beverage is probably diet soda.
Diet soda, you have got it. Diet Pepsi, to be exact, is what we have. You know, I like Diet Pepsi out of the can and Diet Coke out of the fountain drink. I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know.
Thank you. Yep, Pat got it. It's diet soda. We always have that. Cans everywhere on the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays.
So, although I have to bring my own drinks, I guess, because I don't drink Diet Pop.
Well, don't you just drink water?
Well, I drink water a lot, but sometimes I like to drink pop. I would drink a pop tonight.
Well, there you are. I can get you a pop.
You going to buy me regular pop?
You want regular? We always have regular pop. There's regular pop there. Yeah, we have. Well, we have both, but Diet Pop is the primary item. So one item left on this list, and it's a dessert item. 740-383-9944. We've got turkey, cranberry sauce, brown serve roll, stuffing, cheesy potatoes, pop, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, whipped cream. One item left on my Thanksgiving table. It is a dessert item. One other dessert item. Things on my Thanksgiving table. 740-383-9944. Who's going to come up with the answer?
So, you buy the package of just, like, rolls that...
Brown serve rolls. You put them on a pizza a pan and put them in the oven. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheesecake?
Not cheesecake. No, no cheesecake. No cheesecake at the holidays.
I've bought those, the one rolls, they're frozen, and then you thaw them out, and then they puff up.
I don't know.
They're really good.
Go ahead, caller.
How about pumpkin roll?
Not pumpkin roll. No, good guess, though. Not a pumpkin roll. It's a dessert item on the Thanksgiving table. What could that be? 740-383-9944. Land of 1,000 desserts is what we've got here. Pumpkin rolls are good. They're very sweet.
I don't even know if I've ever had a pumpkin roll.
Very, very sweet. You can't eat a lot of a pumpkin roll. Give you a bellyache. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking that dessert item ought to be apple crisp.
No apple crisp, no. Good guess, though. No apple crisp on the table.
Oh, I made good apple crisp.
You know, I see, Thanksgiving is tough because there's so much food on the table. Then at the end, what do you do with it all? Because I have to come in here the next morning. Go ahead. Well, go ahead, caller.
How about cookies?
No cookies. Nope. Those are for Christmas, I guess. No cookies on the table. I come in here the next day. I'm exhausted after Thanksgiving Day, to be honest. All morning is cooking. Then there's the dinner. Then when I kick everybody out, I put up the Christmas stuff. And then I have to come in here early the next morning. It's a very exhausting day for me.
You gotta watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Sure, gotta watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Kicks off the day. 740-383-9944. One dessert item left here. What is it? On my Thanksgiving table. 2021.
Is this something that I'm making or that you always have?
I just tend to always have this. Now, sometimes I buy it. Sometimes other people buy it. It has been homemade. I believe last year it was homemade. It's one of my favorite desserts. It's not necessarily a Thanksgiving item, but it is just one of my favorites, and I think that's why it tends to show up on my Thanksgiving table.
Do you have it on your birthday?
You know, I don't remember if I did. Go ahead, caller.
Cherry pie.
Not cherry pie, no. You know, I'm not a huge fan of cherry pie.
No, I bought cherry pie to make. And you don't like cherry pie?
No, it's okay. It's just, if I were going to pick a pie, it probably would not be cherry.
Oh, I like cherry pie.
Now, cherries are okay. Like, I don't like when people put cherries on cheesecake. Go ahead, caller.
Lemon pie.
Not lemon pie, but I do love the lemons.
I know you do.
I do. I could eat lemons all day long.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not lemon pie, no, but I love the lemons. Lemon meringue pie is one of my favorites. This is a little heavier than lemon meringue pie, I guess I should say. Go ahead, call. Well, if you call back in, we'll get you on the air. 740-383-9944. A little holiday fun here at WWGH Radio. What is the dessert item that we are missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about banana pudding?
Not banana pudding, but boy, that's a good... Why doesn't Angie make that?
Well, why not? That's a good date.
That's a good one with the wafers and everything. All right, well, we might get that this year.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, oh, I love the banana pudding with the vanilla wafers.
You'd rather have that than cherry pie.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love that stuff. That is good eating. Who doesn't like that? Well, if you're out there, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. It's a dessert item. It's on my Thanksgiving table. What could it be?
I don't even know.
You don't know? All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about brownies?
No brownies. No. No brownies on the Thanksgiving table. I don't think they ever did this over at WMRN. They didn't have this type of creativity. Things on my Thanksgiving table. 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour. All right. What is the remaining item? It is a dessert.
I can't think of anything.
Really? Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
About fresh apple cake.
No apple cake. No. Good guess, though. No apple cake.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I like apples. I like apple... Oh, I like apple pie. Apple pie's not bad. Apple pie's good a la mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't a la mode with chocolate ice cream. I've seen people try to do that. That to me just is a mess.
Yeah, I would have to do vanilla ice cream.
But I'm not a big chocolate person all around. Right now, I want some ice cream.
Do you?
This is making me hungry this night. All right, go ahead, caller.
I don't know what the name of it is it where you take cottage cheese and Jell-O and whipping cream and mix it all up?
No, that's my kerfluffle. No, I don't make that. There's some in my refrigerator right now, but I don't make it for the holiday, but that's a good guess.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good guess.
That's your favorite.
That is my favorite. I do like that dessert, but I don't make it for Thanksgiving. You think I would? Maybe this year I will. Who knows? It's very good.
I have no idea what that other dessert is.
It's a common one. It's not a, you know, like a, it wouldn't be something dramatic. It's not like, I'm trying to think like an oddball thing. It's not like chocolate mousse or souffle or something like that. Apparently we are having a souffle, though.
Sweet potato souffle.
You know, this year when all the guests come over, we're all going to sit around a big table, which is new. And, you know, I don't know how that's going to go.
Well, how do you think it would go?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll find out this year. Go ahead, caller.
How about Jell-O?
Not Jell-O. Jell-O's good, though. Not Jell-O. There's always room for Jell-O.
You know, my mom always would make Knox blocks, Jell-O.
Knox blocks?
Mm-hmm.
What are Knox blocks?
Like blocks of Jell-O.
Now, why do you call them Knox blocks?
I don't know. That's what she always called them.
Huh. I wonder why.
I don't know.
What is your mom bringing?
Why don't I? I haven't talked to her about it.
Well, Thanksgiving's like 6 days away.
Well, I know. My family's last minute.
She'll probably need to go to the grocery.
Well, if she needs something, I can get it for her.
You know, my Thanksgiving is like a potluck, which I think most people's are. I don't think anybody does all the cooking anymore. I think people bring things.
I think some people still do.
And nobody brings anything?
No, I think some people still cook, like, everything.
Well, I don't know. I think people should bring something to Thanksgiving because that's what Thanksgiving was all about. You know, the pilgrims and the indigenous people got together and they ate together. And then afterwards, the pilgrims killed them. And that was Thanksgiving.
Hmm. Well?
I don't know. Isn't that a happy story? That's a happy Thanksgiving story.
So why do we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Because we like to eat.
Hmm.
We all like to eat.
And we get the day off.
What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? Oh, do you want me to give you a classic answer?
Well, I know what you'll say, but it's the typical one. Go ahead.
My family. Yeah. I'm thankful that I'm staying healthy, although I got a tickle on my throat. Hope that doesn't mean anything. Oh,
your health? Sure, yes.
Well, my health really isn't the best, but... I mean, I'm better than a lot of people, but...
Are you thankful for anything, unique?
Unique? Well, I can't think of anything unique. Am I thinking of... What should I be thinking of?
Well, I don't know. Is there anything unique you're thankful for?
No. I mean, I have a job. I have a car, I have a house, I have heat in my house.
You know, the people who usually don't bring things to Thanksgiving don't live very long. It's a sign of laziness, you know. Go ahead, caller.
How about Watergate salad?
Watergate salad? What in the world is that?
Well, if you go to the store and buy a package of pistachio pudding, it has a recipe on the back for Watergate salad. It's got whipped cream, pineapples, and something else. I can't remember all the stuff in it.
Was this a favorite of Richard Nixon's?
I have no idea.
No, that's interesting. Watergate salad. Fascinating.
It's good.
Well, hey, I'm going to have to check into that. That doesn't sound bad.
No, it's really good.
All right. Well, thank you.
Huh?
No Watergate salad.
Hmm. Now, I took my daughter to Delaware tonight, and we went to a place in Delaware that sells macaroons, and her favorite kind of macaroon, is that how you even say it, is pistachio. So, but they're expensive, so I always get them for her. I don't think I've ever had one. Both my kids love macaroons, but I don't think I've even tried one.
53 minutes past the hour here. One item left on my Thanksgiving table. It's a dessert. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. So far, Judy S., Phyllis, Pat, and what do we got? Judy S., Phyllis, Pat in the competition here. Go ahead, caller.
Banana cream pie.
No banana cream pie, but I do love the banana cream pie. That's another one of my favorites. I like both banana cream and coconut cream.
Now, I would make a banana. I've made banana cream pies, but I don't do coconut, so.
Banana or coconut, I like them both. But it's not a cream pie, although I do like the cream pies. My mom, though, sometimes tries to get creative with desserts. And, you know, you have to tell her you like it. And, you know, it's just, what? You don't try to get creative when you're going over to somebody else's house. You know, just make something you know they like.
Hmm. Well, I like peanut butter pie.
You know, a lot of people like the peanut butter pie.
Yeah,
don't like peanut butter, though.
Well, I don't either.
But you like peanut butter pie.
Right. Have you ever had peanut butter pie?
You know, I don't know if I've ever had a full dose of peanut butter pie.
Oh, I love peanut butter pie.
I like Butterfingers.
Yeah.
How about a Butterfinger pie? I've got about 25 to 30 old Butterfingers laying around my house. We could probably whip up a Butterfinger pie.
Those are nice and molded.
No, Butterfingers don't mold.
It has milk in them, chocolate.
No. That's all from the Hershey Company. Go ahead, caller.
How about fudge?
No fudge. No, but I love the fudge. Fudge is a big one at Christmas.
Peanut butter fudge.
Peanut butter fudge from our dear friend Phyllis out there. Mm-hmm. You know, Phyllis last year thought she was going to retire from making this fudge. And there was a depression that went out. And then Phyllis is back in it this year. I bet it is exhausting, though.
Oh, yeah, making anything.
You know, that fudge is good stuff.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, a few years ago, we had the peanut butter fudge is always the favorite. But there is some other stuff that we get every year that's pretty good, too. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Yeah?
Yeah, those Butterfingers has been up for 5 years or something like that.
Well, I bet you'd still eat them.
Oh, heck no. They have mold growing on them.
You'd eat anything.
Heck no. And by the way,
you'd eat an ice cube tray if I put sugar and ketchup on it.
I love peanut butter pie. Peanut butter pie is delicious.
Aren't you diabetic?
And all, no, hear this.
You're not diabetic?
Yeah, yeah. But you take
well, you said no.
Pie, and you put a dollop of...
You don't even know what a dollop is. You have no idea what you're talking about.
and you put, like, ice cream on top of it. Oh, my gosh. Scott, you should try it sometime.
What's that?
Peanut butter pie with ice cream on top.
Hey, I know what you have for dessert.
What's that?
An insulin shot in your stomach.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye. Oh, dear Lord. He can't be eating like that. Man had a heart attack earlier this year and is diabetic. No wonder. Peanut butter pie with a dollop ice cream.
I mean, I like peanut butter pie, but I don't know about ice cream on top.
He'll be over. You know, at my Thanksgiving, we have Sean, and we have your mother, Jeannie, and you, and my mother, and then we have the assorted drop-bys that are fun. But I love Thanksgiving that way, that it's not like a family Thanksgiving. You know, it's just not my family.
Like a Friendsgiving?
Well, somebody said that the other day, and I'm not sure that this is really friends. It's just a group of people who never get together.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, but we all talk about things. I'm sure there's always fights at my house on Thanksgiving.
There was no fights last year.
Well, my mom didn't come.
Oh.
She's trouble. No, I mean, but you have we have discussions. Now, some people think they're arguments, but it's really just a discussion.
A discussion with you?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe people think it could turn into an argument.
I'm not really argumentative, do you think?
Not really.
No, I'm not. It's just
I can tell when you get mad, though.
Why is that?
Because you start tapping your foot.
And how many times have you seen me mad?
A couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, caller.
Well, if you don't tell people they look old and stuff like that, you want to fight.
You know what? The person
I'm doing your best behavior.
The person I told looked old did look old, and I can't help it.
Try to be on your best behavior.
Well, I do try. It's very hard,
there.
Though, huh?
Your mother's there.
You know, I understand that, but she brings out a side in me that, you know, I don't know. It's different.
Who did you say look old?
Well, I don't want to say their name.
Huh? You were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I don't want to bring up the person I said looked old, but they did look old. And, you know, I'm sorry that they looked old, but, you know, maybe they need some work done.
Truth hurts, huh?
The truth hurts. That's right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep. All right. Well, I'll be back next. I mean, this isn't the last show before Thanksgiving. I'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. We're having the big tur pizza.
Oh, you know what I'm thankful for?
What's that?
That I'm only working 3 days next week.
You know what?
That's what I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful for everybody who calls in. You know, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm thankful for things like the $1,000 reward being offered up for Lottie Boy's dog collar, for the conversation about Lady Justice, for the trivia contests here, because that's really what radio is supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be music and, you know, all that garbage. It's supposed to be conversation with people in your community about things. And that's a real... And I love that during the holidays we do Christmas cards. We get together for the big holiday party. We have listeners who bring us candy and cookies and things like that. That's a real communal thing that I don't think you see in broadcasting anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that. All right, one more guess before I'm going to have to give it away because we're going to have to do the drawing here. What is this dessert? I'll take one more guess. Things on my Thanksgiving table: turkey, cranberry sauce, brown serve rolls, stuffing, cheesy potatoes, pop, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, whipped cream. One item left. It's a dessert. What is it? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We're going to do the drawing for these Columbus Zoo tickets, which you'll be able to pick up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, 4 until 5 p.m. And by the way, there are still tickets here for Brian, Pat, Judy C., Todd, and Tammy, I believe. 4 to 5, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, how many sets of tickets do I have here? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, apparently there's one too many here. So we'll slip that over here as one of our... Oh, that's the one I was going to give away. All right, is anybody going to guess on this dessert? I'll give you a hint. It has cream cheese icing on it. It has cream cheese icing. It's the only dessert that I know of that has cream cheese icing. What is it? 740-383-9944. It's the only dessert that has cream cheese icing that I am aware of. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to get it?
You don't think there's more than one dessert that has cream cheese icing?
No, this is the most popular one, I think. Things on my Thanksgiving table. Remember, prize pickup time, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 to 5. All right, I knew somebody would get it on that one. Go ahead, caller.
It's got to be carrot cake.
It is carrot cake for sure. I love the carrot cake. Thanks, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. Carrot cake.
Yeah.
That wasn't a dead giveaway for you?
Well, the cream cheese? Well, that's why I asked you if it was something you had on your birthday.
Did I have carrot cake at my birthday party?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Gotta be carrot cake.
You got it. Carrot cake. Absolutely. See, everybody knows that cream cheese icing is for carrot cake. Delicious. Did I have carrot cake on my birthday?
Yes.
What else did I have? Wasn't there other stuff there?
Cookies.
Oh, the cookies.
That you didn't eat.
No, I ate them.
Why?
All right, let's do the drawing. 1 to 10. Give me a number between 1 to 10.
3.
1, 2, 3. Phyllis, you are a winner tonight. It is your lucky Friday. Phyllis gets a pair of tickets to the zoo. You can pick those up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week between 4 and 5 in the p.m. Columbus Zoo tickets. You can go yourself, give them to the grandkids, give them to your kids, whatever you'd like to do. Any parting words as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday?
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat lots of turkey and stay safe.
I'll be on with you next week. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had